Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to get to the root cause of problems so that the real solution can be addressed, not just the symptoms. So I am super excited to introduce Andrea Gewirtz. Now, Andrea is a certified functional nutrition counselor, a certified NLP trainer, plus the founder and principal health and wealth thrive strategist of Wellbeing and Worth. Now, Wellbeing and Worth started as a boutique health and wellness coaching practice. And Andrea used her functional nutrition training to help people discover and address the root cause of their illness and dis-ease. And then COVID moved Andrea to build an even more robust online coaching practice. So in 2020, she launched her most popular program, the Detox and Rejuvenation Reset. Now, it's an 8-week exploration of food and healthy weight management, interwoven with mindset tools designed to rejuvenate the mind, body, and spirit to effortlessly release the unwanted pounds and the decisions that stand in the way of creating a thriving and vibrant life. Well, welcome, Andrea. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me here to talk about what I love. And that's about people thriving and really being their best self. So I'm super excited to get down to the nitty gritty with you today.
Oh, that's awesome. And I just love how you're helping people with their health, wellness, and you know, even their weight issues by getting to the root causes of what's going on for them. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. So where do we start?
Well, on the top of my list here is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Wow. Well, to be perfectly frank, my life was really unmanageable. I was working in broadcasting. I was working far from home. I had a small baby at home. Oh. And when my small baby wasn't presenting developmentally per the little charts at the doctor's office, I got scared, you know, and I was sort of at my wit's end. And I just, after a while of trying to search, trying to go to work, I knew I needed to make a change. Mm-hmm. And it, finally, the linchpin was when there was an incident with a well-meaning but somewhat inattentive babysitter that sealed the deal for me that I needed to use my, like you said, get to the bottom of it tools and this passion to not just take what somebody said as an answer, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because my daughter wasn't walking, she wasn't talking, and an unfortunate like medicine mishap made it worse. Oh, no. And, you know, my fear kind of said, you know what? You can't outsource this.
Right.
You need to be there. You need to be the general contractor of this situation that you don't have a handle of. So I named myself.
That was a big wake up call there.
It totally was.
At stake. Your baby's health and wellness, you know, in somebody else's hand, and it's like, we can't do that oops anymore.
Yeah. No, there wasn't any more room for an oops, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I remember putting in my notice that I I needed to work with her because we had taken her to, here in California, there's this beautiful service called the Regional Center. And they were like, yes, mom, you were correct. She has quite a few developmental delays. And this is what we're going to do for you. And that was when I was like, huh? She got 15 hours of free therapy on a lot of different levels, physical, ABA therapy. And then what was the other one? Physical therapy and speech therapy because of her pronounced speech delay. And so I was like, this little 13 month old had a job. I mean, she had a 15 hour a week job. And so it was, I had to be the one there because I didn't want to start hearing third party, this is what happened, right? Through the lens of anyone other than my own.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you have your own little child, you know, that is so connected and you realize that, I'm spending my time giving it to some other entity, which I'm sure that the job that you were holding within broadcasting was a very reputable position with a lot of responsibilities. You were making a huge difference. But for you, that moment of realization that this is my priority, this is where I need to be. And, this is what I need to take care of right now.
Yep. So that was the thing that pushed the one day I'm going to have my own business mindset out the door. And if I have time, I'd like to tell you a hilarious story about how I got into working on my own. I had always been an employee.
Okay.
And I worked for NPR. Then I worked for American Public Media. I had a job I totally loved. I was an audio engineer. I was a producer. I traveled. I had never not imagined myself somehow making audio stories, sort of like this. We're making a podcast. And, and so, here I was, and I had just put in my notice. And I live in California where prior to COVID, the Starbucks and the coffee shops were booming places of enterprise. I walked into one morning, newly unemployed by myself. I unemployed myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what are all these people doing here at 11 o'clock in the afternoon? Are they? What do they do? I was so curious about Starbucks being busy at 11. Now, I was used to Starbucks being busy at 6-7 in the morning, but at 11, you could argue it's lunchtime, but I don't think of Starbucks as a lunch place.
Exactly.
So I'm sitting down with my little latte, looking at all of these people in California. And I had only been in California for a year. So my East Coast self was really telling myself lots of stories. And I was trying to be all calm. And someone walked up to me and said, hey, are you interested in making money? And then all of my radar about West Coast people and really being weird went off because I was like, East Coast people never ask people, hey, are you interested in making money? Unless it's like a illicit something.
Yeah, I was exactly. Something shady.
Exactly. So when I asked, is it legal? The guy's like, I've never gotten that question. I was like, East Coast, West Coast. There you go.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's perfectly legal. I work for this company called, at the time it was Prepaid Legal. And I was like, I have that business. I use that business. What are you talking about? It's a business that you're off. I was like, it's a business? No. It's an employee benefit. That's what this is like the pivotal point in my awareness of all of it. Right. And he started talking. I was like, oh, I love Prepaid Legal. I have used that service for so many things. It's helped me with so many problems. All I have to do is explain to people how it solves problems. And that's a business. And he's like, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, hooked. Oh, okay, great.
Sounds good.
Sign me up. Little did I know, I didn't know anything, but I was like, okay, I'm going to learn everything there is to know about this business. However, the way I was going to do the business, which was with other group employee people, go into businesses and tell them why you're so lucky that your boss is offering you this chance, was through the same hours that I was working before. So I had just traded my job for the same hours. And I was like, oh, no. I need more flexibility. I need to work different hours than other people so I can go to my appointments with my daughter. And so, of course, I didn't know anybody. I had just been in California for a year. And I was like, they talk about this networking thing. Let me start going to networking events. I need friends and I need business people. So, all right, I'm going to start networking.
Okay.
So I start networking and I join ladies groups. I join free groups. I do monthly groups. You're going to learn. I don't do anything like a little bit. I just like, you do them all.
You go all in, right?
So then
you
got
yourself and then a networking job.
Oh my God, this is so busy. This is a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
It's a lot. But I got connected to people and I got to see that there were so many people working from home. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, who knew? You can sell anything from home if you right. believe in it. Like I was floored. Like I was like, they sell clothes. I mean, back east where I grew up, I'm of an age. The only thing I heard people sold from home was Tupperware and Mary Kay. I look at this now and I'm like, I was so naive and I didn't know anything from anything. But I love the getting to know stuff. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm embarking on this whole new life. Meanwhile, you know, I had time and I did finally adopt another direct sales business where I got to sell women clothing from home.
Okay.
And I could do that in the evening. It's my beloved cabbie. Up until I went into health coaching, I was a cabbie consultant. And I got to sell my clothes anywhere that we could sell it, but it was great because again, this was me understanding what work could be like. Right. I had to be convinced it was something I could do. And so the woman, I had gone to one of these cabbie shows. Remember, I had never been to all of these different things that you could go to at home. So
right.
I was ended up at one of these events called a cabbie show. And I was like, wow, this is going to solve all of my clothing problems I have in California, because I dressed like an East Coast person, not like a West Coast person. So I thought business was jackets and pants suits, which I was accustomed to from my previous life as
sure,
a
right.
technical director. And here in California, Southern California, people would be like thinking I was from like the FBI or that I was somehow part of like the man coming to get them. So I didn't know if I wasn't successful until I changed my appearance to be a little softer
right.
and more in line with California. And I found that through cabbie. So once the door started opening, they usually started with, I really like your jacket. I was like, oh, I got this from this lady named Christy. Here's Christy's card. So Christy called me up one day, said, I'd love to take you to tea. I've met some people who say they know you and they've shopped with me. And I want to thank you. I was like, thank me.
Wow.
Oh, please. You know, I love these clothes. I'm wearing them and people love them. So I'm telling them all about you. So she takes me, she says, you know, you could do this. I was like, I don't have girlfriends. Remember, I was an audio engineer. I only know men. And I'm not friends with their wives. I was like, nah, I can't do this. She's like, but I think you can. You've exposed all these women to the clothes and they love it.
You've been doing it.
You've been doing it. I was like, I have. And so she showed me how much money some of these women, I barely knew. I just recollected. They said they knew from a prepaid legal something or another. I was like, she says, here's what you'll do. She's like, take the clothes to Maryland and prove, go where you have a warm market, which is where I'm from. And I remember taking the clothes cross country, mind you. She let me borrow them. I went to a friend's house and said, hey, I want you to check out these great clothes. I wear them all the time. I think you'll like them. Oh, I don't know. 10 women came.
Yeah.
I was really showing the business to my cousin and my best friend because they love clothes and they love dressing up and everything like that.
Right.
And I remember making $1,000 that day in 3 hours with a glass of wine in my hand. I was like, yeah, I think I need to redefine work. Like I was like,
this is a better deal.
and I did that probably for 14, so almost 7 years because it fit with my weekends and my evenings and it got me with women and I got to connect and have community and I got to have
you were having fun and you were loving, you know, clothes and meeting people and and you could still support your daughter, you know, through her health wellness journey.
And her cognitive journey.
Yeah.
And so it was really funny. I got to a point though in the business where I got tired of women telling me, oh, I'll buy that when I have 10 pounds less. And I was like, you know, don't you want to be happy now? But that 10 pounds less. And I was like, whoa, if I was ever in a study to understand that mindset about the 10 pounds less, or I couldn't wear that, I'm too big, or you only have clothes for little people. And I was like, no, I mean, you know, clothing yourself is an art just like anything else. And, but it really bugged me how many women were down on themselves because of their perceived weight issue.
Right. You started hearing this more and more based on the fact you were just offering beautiful clothing and people were turning that down because they weren't proud of the way they looked.
For sure. And I would sit and I would say to myself, you know, well, I'm at a kind of a cocktail party. Can't say, well, you know, you should get somebody to help you with that. I'm like, it doesn't sound comfortable being stuck like this, right? Like I was like frustrated. And I, you know, if some of them met with me one-on-one, I, you know, they knew that I had kids with food allergies. So that was sometimes the bridge into the conversation, or who to go to, or who did I know, who could I connect somebody to? Right. But it really got me thinking, there's an opportunity and also a place of greater empowerment. I knew that I could empower women through their clothing,
right?
But in their bones, I wanted to empower women. And I'm raising two women in their like cells. I wanted it in their agency, in their self, in their person, regardless of clothes. Right. And so that led me to functional nutrition school in a way, in one of the many things that led me to sign on the dotted line and take nutrition for seriously, really seriously.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I love how this path, this journey took years to unfold. It was basically you finding what was aligning for you, you know, prepaid legal. The hours weren't all that great. So going to networking. Okay. Well, this is kind of chaotic. You know, there's this and that and everything, and it can be as busy or as not busy as you want. But the thin thread here is that, you know, you cross paths with this direct sales opportunity around women's clothing. And so it's like in the 20, you know, in your rear view mirror, you can see this perfect path, but when you're in the middle of it, it's like, you just kind of, well, I guess I'll go over here and I guess I'll go over there. And well, that's interesting. Well, you know, but everything has led perfectly to this awareness of women not thriving in their skin, you know, and trying this and trying that to solve something that they're really not getting to the core of. So the functional nutritional focus helped with that at a certain level. So then what?
So I realized I was a coach. I went to functional nutrition school to really work on my kids more. To my husband. It wasn't necessarily I was going to be that coach yet. Okay. But I knew that I had enough people coming to me because they knew my kids were allergic to, you know, the foods we take as birthrights, milk, wheat, eggs, and nuts. And then some esoteric things that are related to those four main categories, right? And so I had a laundry list for my older kid, and people couldn't believe how she looked. They were like, wow, she might be thin, but she doesn't look sickly. Like a lot of allergic kids. Is that what that would have? What are you doing exactly? So I was giving away knowledge that I just thought everyone should have. So when I went to functional nutrition school and they talked about being a coach, I was like, I think I will transition to this coaching. And they talked about picking your path. And of course, food allergy was easy. But I was really very attracted to gut health because of food allergy, like even deeper than the food allergy is, what was the integrity of my kid's gut like so that they wouldn't have eczema, so that they wouldn't be itchy all the time,
right?
In spite of the food allergies. So I became de facto at PTA. Oh, your kid's got a food allergy? Talk to the lady with the curly hair over there.
You were the go-to.
Yeah. And so that's how it started. That's when I was like, but it was all about thriving. I wanted my daughters to not be afraid of food. I wanted them to have agency over what they ate and feeling good. And so functional nutrition really vibed with that because my parents had both had horrible chronic illnesses. My mother had lupus. My dad was a type 1 diabetic. So being well was always a point of conversation in my family. My mom's like, you need to slow down and have less stress. Mm-hmm. I don't want you getting sick like me. And I used to think that was about a hoi polloi. And now that I'm in this world, I'm like, thank goodness she planted the seed to mind my stress, for instance, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I definitely feel like the need to solve root problems has always been the underlying current if I ever felt like I wasn't on my path. And so I had to step into being a coach. I had to learn how to charge people to be a coach. I had to, you know, I had to learn the business.
Talk about a mindset shift.
Right. I had to go from, exactly. What was sales? And meeting people like you who talked about it like it was any other economics-like level course. I was like, oh, right. Oh, yeah. And seeing the parallels so I could see myself in it. Right. I love sales now. I mean, I know you're like, you're on the sales podcast. I do because I realize we're always selling each other something. And I don't define sale as just selling each other. It's really, to me, and with my NLP background, it's simply at its essence, just a transfer of belief from one person to the next.
Yeah. Yeah. And not just belief, but clarity and opportunity, you know, for improvement, advancement. I mean, you met with those opportunities throughout your entire track here, your journey, you know, those opportunities. Oh, so in order for my baby to thrive, I need to do this. It was an opportunity, clarity, education, you know, whatever you want to call it. Right. So that you could take that and apply it. And so
and see where to go, how to grow a kid. There's no book.
Yeah, absolutely. So now how long have you had your coaching practice though? You know, after the functional nutrition certification, then, you know, when did you start the coaching?
When did I give it a name? So I gave it a name in 2018. And that's why Well-Being and Worth is called Well-Being and Worth. I'm obsessed with well-being and worth. In all of its forms, self-worth, economic worth, you know, that deep worth that makes you feel alive, right? And so well-being and worth means a lot to me because it is an umbrella for how to help you thrive in your health and your wealth. But fundamentally, without your health, you can't have any wealth because you'll spend it on finding your health, right? Like, so it's one of those. People are like, is this a palindrome? I'm like, not quite. But to me, in a way, yes. Not technically a palindrome, but as far as I'm concerned, they're so intertwined that we can't ignore one for the other.
Right. Yeah. And that's that holistic mindset or view that you have that really everything is interrelated and you can't have one without being well or finding the root cause of this issue so that you can finally thrive, you know, all the way around. So yeah, so that makes sense. So once you created Well-Being and Worth 2018, did your business, you know, focus shift at all at that point? Or were you still, I mean, right now I'm not clear in terms of if you, you know, decided, oh, I'm going to work with these types of illnesses, or I'm going to work with this, or did you have any specific focus, or can you tell me a little bit more about that?
My journey was learning to focus. It's a good question.
Learning to focus.
I'm like duck, 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 tapping my nose. I'm like, oh, she's pegged me. So, so I was like, I'm open, but that doesn't sell, right? Like I'm here for you. So, you know, at its core, I wanted people to thrive. And so when I finally honed in and said, okay, food allergy things I can help, gut health I can help. Then I started getting clients. I was a little scared of clients. I loved having them, but I was more like, well, how will I service them? And I can only have a few at a time. And like I had all of these little stories. I call it my inner critical committee, my inner comical committee. There's all kinds of worse.
That puts them in their place. Yeah.
Right. Comical. I was like, their little comical chorus. There's a whole bunch for all the what ifs, right? I call it the what if choir. But I just, you know what? I will step into serving these people and I'll work out the rest.
Good. Good. I love that. Yeah. Taking charge. You know,
well, that was as much as I could do.
And trying to get my attention, but I'm just going to, you know, take this step and move forward and then we'll deal with that.
Exactly. And then, oh, right. You want me to sound like a business person. I better go learn some more, find some people. Thank God I'm networking and I hear about all these people doing all these things that are my friends. Like I can talk to them or have a coffee. Right.
Yeah. And you got pretty immersed, you know, quickly through your networking stint, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. Oh, I continued to network. I then had to repurpose from the clothing lady to the coaching lady. That was a journey. You know, what are you doing, Andrea? I was like, well, I'm getting to you before the close. You know, and learning how to present myself again. And, you know, it's all, like you said, it's part of that. When I look at the thread, the continuity thread, that people are like, "Ooh, her breadcrumbs have changed."
We're just, you know, we're adjusting and course correcting and, you know, refining and finding this niche. So are you currently then focused within a specific niche? Now, I know when I introduced you, I talked a little bit about the online program that you have, and we can get into more of that a little bit later, but just in terms of where you landed and where you are today.
Oh, wow. So where I landed, so I started with, like, I think you said the boutique, meaning I did a lot of one-to-one coaching and I did it all in person. And it was delivered, you know, with weekly meetings or calls. And I attracted my clients through my networking.
Okay. Good.
And that gave me the ability to control the hours, or so I thought. And I realized, though, I hadn't built in a way to scale. So I look at COVID as a way that really forced me to scale. And it forced me to deal with the parts that I didn't like, oh, going online and leveraging tools to have a presence, right? Like, I just wanted to be in front of people and mixing and giving you my card, and you'd book a call and we would get going.
Yeah, that was my business. Well, yeah, the pandemic took care of that.
Right. And so, I had to majorly pivot. I had always talked about one day I'll have an online course. And so now I can deliver all of my continuity via online. And I enjoy it because now I can have people on the East Coast, you know, join my classes, and people in other countries. And it's just really opened my eyes to all the possibilities that I was so busy having in my little microcosm called my world, right?
Right.
Now I have a kid off at college. I only have one at home. So I have even more time to create. COVID gave me the time to create programs and make alliances with other providers so that we could be like the 1-2 punch for things, right? It really, while I didn't like sitting for days on hours on end, I really have learned so much more about business. And so my business changed, and I realized that mindset piece, I had to write it. I had to finally sit down and make it into a program. So COVID again forced me to commit to paper, make collateral so that we could have an online class. I could deliver something. And so all of the company bits that go with it, I'm now catching up, like landing page and like calendar links and all those other good parts that I'm like, okay, here's the train. It has to go this way. So I plot it out like a true engineer. And then I'm like, oops, we have to have more Boolean logic loops. Okay. I didn't mention that, but yeah, I was an audio electrical engineer by training, along with a classical singer. So,
oh my gosh,
so you're like, why is she talking about Boolean logic? I'm like, because that's
the electrical engineer part of you, huh?
Exactly. So, you know, charting out how something's supposed to go, I'm good at. I have been trained to do.
which lines up with your zone of genius there in terms of being able to get to the root cause. Start where the problem starts. Don't start down where the train has already crossed the road.
Exactly. And so but you know, that sometimes being that person can get you too in the weeds of the systems and not in the process of doing. So I have to be very conscious of my little desire to be cleaving away in a little workbench.
Well, at least you have that awareness, which is huge, and you can catch yourself and say, okay, this is the part where I need to get the hook,
right,
and pull myself away from the computer and my head out of the techno stuff and just launch, do this, right. Get out and there.
It's so true. So March, I launched with a friend, her business, and I said, well, I guess it's time for me. In May, I said, okay, I'm going to make a class. And she says, okay. 2 weeks later, I had a class.
All with people. Right.
That's so awesome. Yeah, but that's the power of giving voice to what I wanted and having support, which is a huge part of my entrepreneurial journey.
Right. Too. Yeah. And assembling that team that it sounds like you have within the network, a lot of resources, but a lot of cheerleaders, a lot of accountability, right. You know, that support system, which is also huge. So, and, you know, Andrea, are obviously an expert at helping people, you know, really, like we've talked about, get to the root cause and really improve their health and achieve wellness, not only through nutrition, but also, as I mentioned in bringing you onto the show, through NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming work. But I'm curious here, you know me, I'm the sales coach. So how do you feel about the client enrollment or the, you know, the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business? Because I know you're great at networking and you did direct sales. But now underneath your coach's hat,
yeah,
which is different. So
it is, it's way different. And I think I'm always learning. I went and became an NLP trainer, like couldn't just do one class, had to do all the classes. Had to know all of it so I could feel legit. That's a whole other issue. And because people said, you know, salespeople really know this. And I was like, this is fascinating, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the sale, getting clients. And, you know, I think I told you earlier in the pregame show, guys, you know, she's like, well, where are you struggling? And I said, I look at the client enrollment process sort of like dating, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
You know, I love getting to the date and, you know, being on the date. And we're working together, having a great time, and, you know, and then getting to the next date. Like, I love that part. It's all the awkwardness up to the date.
Up to the date.
Is, to be honest, I liken getting up to the date is the funnel. Like, how am I, who am I talking to? And what am I saying to them? Am I saying the right thing? All those awkward moments that you have when you're trying to get that guy's phone number, that gal's phone number. I'm like,
right. And you just have this little opportunity to make it happen.
Right. And like, you know, what is your follow up? And that's like, oh, who calls who first? Did I text? Oh no, I don't know. Is this too many emails? Like,
I feel like I'm, you know, stalking them.
Exactly. So that process, you know, I've tried many things. Some have bombed miserably. And of course, when they bomb, just like a bad date, you feel terrible, right?
Yeah, right.
And, but that Terry is like, oh, I'll try something else. But that whole attractor factor and really, you know, solidifying what I'm going to wear on the date. That's what I'm talking here. What's the outfit that's going to get the date, that's going to do the thing, that's going to get me to the date? You know, I'm a gal, I'm like, I want A or B. But oh my God, the trying on of outfits and all that. I realized the other day, I'm like, yeah, I like to shop, go in and out and be done. And I have had to learn that's not how everybody else processes, right? Like that's what's challenging, is like speaking into the reality for another person and delivering it where it will serve them. Like, you know, because I don't want to feel like, hello, this is what I do. I can help you get well in 30 days or anything weird like that. That would be so incongruent with who I am.
Right, right.
Just the thought of it, even saying it, I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. It just feels yucky. But if we're out at a cocktail party and you said, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I help people get to the root cause of what's making them feel bad. And they go, well, what does that mean? Then I get to talk right. And tell stories. I'm golden. And they're like, mm-hmm. Well, could you help me? I'm like, perfect. But that's, again, that one-to-one thing where translating that to an online world is my current reality, right? Mm-hmm. Is my current, how can I help you? And I do have something to help you. So it's always in flux. And I feel like I'm always trying new things. I will be the last to say that I think it's perfect because I think it can always improve. And the social media / the online part of social media plus your website, that intersection, mm-hmm. I'm very curious about, and I have to be really careful, like I said before, about not getting so into the tools
right.
that I don't do the work.
Right.
or to your point, just launch, just go yeah. out there.
Just and keep tweaking talking. And tweaking and tweaking. And then it's just like, okay,
I'm a tweaker. Let's see.
I've been tweaking now for 4 months. I think I better maybe probably get out there.
Right. So. Exactly. So for me, it's like the getting out there and not worrying about how it's going to sound for everyone. Back to that mm-hmm. honing in bit, you know, and just honing in on the people who say they have X problem. And so that's why I love my detox and rejuvenation reset. Mm-hmm. I call it a masterclass now because people hear detox and think one thing. I'm like, hey, come to my masterclass and I'll show you the whole way it works. You take a little mini class. And if it fits with you, if it's congruent, then I invite you to join me for 8 weeks of the exploration of the mind, body, spirit, and the food. And they're like, you do all that? I'm like, yep. We have a 90-minute class each week and we get all into it. And I build a community and people have a lot of fun. I've decided that working in groups, unless you have a really pronounced health issue that you would like to work with me one-on-one with, is great because it's amazing how we can show up and be accountable to people in a group versus individual.
Right.
And it was funny. I made my class because there was somebody who wanted to work with me one-to-one and I was frankly terrified of her.
That's not good.
Well, I was terrified that, you know, we all meet personalities where you're like, I can help this person. I believe. However, I was not aware of how open they would be to trying new things. I did my initial reaction through my intake with her led me to believe that she would be really pushing back on every suggestion. Mm-hmm. So one-to-one coaching would probably be a little inefficient for her. And then she could go and say, oh, she's terrible because she never gets to the bottom of things fast enough. Right. Like I had a lot of reservations about her ability to receive me as the provider. But when I was like, oh, a class, and she perked up, I was like, ooh, okay, we're on to something. And, you know, small groups, she was my perfect student.
Nice.
Perfect.
Nice.
She led the way. And so that was a really important moment of listening to my intuition about not trying to fit a person into my process, but really delivering the process. Mm-hmm. But in a way that would be received by them. Right.
That is huge in terms of just aligning that, you know, that next step of, like you called it, your dating process. I mean, if we were to look at the whole journey of your potential client from curious to client, as I call it, that's their journey. Really understanding, and I love, I mean, you've shared so many things about this uniqueness, your unique perspective, your unique journey that makes you different from every other health or wellness, or sure, there's a lot of people that can provide that type of a, you know, support. But when you bring your message in a way that is so tapped in to what I call your soapbox. And I actually learned that phrase from one of my coaches, Lisa Cherney. She's always talking about your soapbox, and it's really the fire in your belly. That's, it's the thing that really sets you into this, like you called it, your cocktail hour mode, but you don't have to go into your cocktail hour mode, and you can't in an online setting, But yet the essence of what some of those things are that you get into the conversations about, mm-hmm. if you were to put those into your online messaging, then that's going to be the beacon. That's going to be the attractor factor, like you call it, versus just saying kind of what everybody else is saying and not really sparking that interest. So it is challenging to get yourself out there and get known in the online space. But if you're always speaking from that core, the fire in your belly, the soapbox that you carry the torch for, then it fuels you and it resonates so well with those potential clients out there that will become curious and want to jump on that journey with you of your analogy for dating. And with each opportunity that you give them to move forward and then end up in this enrollment or, you know, consults, the conversation where then you really can understand what's going on for them, then it's an easy offer because, like you said, it's not plopping somebody into your process. It's really understanding how to best serve them or support them. So that's the advice that I would like to share with you that hopefully will give you more license or liberty to speak from that essence that comes bubbling up in those cocktail hour type settings.
Thank you, Wendy. That really does resonate with me.
Oh, good.
I'm like sitting here, you're like, she's quiet. I'm like, because I'm taking very detailed notes and I can't wait to replay this one little section because my over analytical brain needed to hear, take the cocktail content, like, right? And make it your message, which, you know, I so appreciate you like distilling it into the essence of what is out there in that messaging. And I'm working and work. I've worked with several coaches, but no one has ever made it that crystal clear. So thank you.
Oh, like, good.
And so, you know how it's so funny how the right messenger comes finally with the tidbit that you're like, oh, I've heard.
Yeah, it's that aha moment. Because I love aligning what people already know and are familiar with and are great at with a new bit of information that can fit right into what they're already great at. And then it's just like, boom, you know, you've got it on the run. It's like a relay race, you know, pass the baton. I got it. I'm running. So yeah, be sure to give me some feedback on that and let me know how that sits for you in putting some of those messages out there and being that beacon and bringing more of you into your messaging, because that is the magic that truly is. So, and you know, I'm just curious here. We're talking a lot about how the pandemic was this perfect opportunity for you to really, okay, we're going to slow down and we're going to stop and we're going to do what I was going to put off for a long time. Now I'm going to do it. Create this online course, which was the perfect timing because with the pandemic, let's face it, hell.
They were ready.
Yeah, they're ready. So it wasn't just perfect for you, but I would love to hear about the impact of your work that has pretty much been instigated or the pandemic has been the catalyst for.
So here I am, it's March, and all of my networking came to a screeching halt because I was actually professionally organizing networking groups, trying to get to the coffee hours, trying to talk to all these people. Mm-hmm. And now I had to make money and I was like, oh, time to make that class. And I mentioned how I had somebody who's going to be the one-to-one and I was like, oh, it's got to be a class. I need buffers like at a cocktail party. And, you know, and they all had a universal of, oh, I want to lose weight. And a lot of them, their mindset to me was in the way for the release of, quote, the weight, not only the weight on their body, but the weight of COVID, the psychic weight of COVID is crippling us all. We have to very actively refresh, right? that we can keep optimism as the thing that leads our hearts and our minds and our spirit versus the relentless onslaught of gloom, doom, scare. I think it's important to be, don't anyone misunderstand or mishear that COVID is deadly. COVID does need to be put in its place, but we still have to breathe, eat, and live as people. So I was very much motivated to bring some kind of my quote new normal to people. Like, what does that look like? And it really wasn't
the, the well-being and the worth, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, no, you couldn't see your friends to feed off of things, but you could work on you. I invite everyone to work on themselves. This has never been a more epic time in history to get to know thyself to thrive. And so the writing of the class, the reset, was all about weaving in, you are a person with many facets, and let's address all the facets of yourself, your lifestyle, your career. You know, we all got to a career point where we had to sit and redefine ourselves. So in that 8-week journey, I walk you through evaluating yourself, your lifestyle, your career, how you nurture, how you interact with your community. You know, how are you showing up with your loved ones and your romantic partnerships? And so people came back rejuvenated, because all the while they had some purpose in their mind work, then they had the body work of the food, and there's the soul journey. So that's my 3-part recipe for success, is talk to your whole self, know thy whole self. And so it's really gratifying to see people lean into them. I think we are so easily dissuaded from knowing ourselves well.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's been something that is, I think, kind of been overlooked through schools. It's like, okay, who cares what you feel or think? You know, you need to do this now. And, you know, those kinds of programming has detached us from tuning in to and honoring.
For sure. Yeah. Preach, girl, preach. It's so true. No, and really, because, oh my goodness, I'm an individual, but I'm also part of a collective, which is an important thing to know. And that when you thrive as the individual, you're even better in the collective, is a real big part of like that mind journey when I talk about community and tribe. And so thriving is so much more than just what you eat. And it's so much more than the scale. I'm really happy to report, like, I remember my very first go around and we're doing this. And remember, I was like, I'm going out here. So one time I just blindly went out there. I launched. I was like, every week rushing to make my workbooks and recipes. I never worked so hard in my entire life.
Well, you were getting yourself out there and in motion. So it's all right.
And when they were like, Andrea, oh my God, I've lost 25 pounds. I mean, you had 25 pounds to lose? Like, they would look at me and my really amazed expressions. They're like, and it's still coming off. But I think the release of like the mental chatter plus good whole food. So it's, yes, it's called a detoxification. It's not like a purging. It's a detoxification.
It's not like a water diet.
Exactly. Because we exist to eat food and to enjoy it with others. It's a big part of what I had to teach my kids. So I brought in everything, the food allergy, inflammatory foods, getting to know yourself. I break it down into, you spend 4 weeks walking your way into maybe a less consumptive state, not fasting per se, but you're just taking foods out that I think are often overlooked as inflammatory. And then we spend 4 weeks putting them back. And like, what happens when you eat them? Nothing happened. Great. Add another one. Great. So it's elimination, but nice diet. Like it really hit all the points. And it's so funny. I've been like, should I change this? Should I change this? Like, people are like, no, don't change anything. Why are you dickering with it? I'm like, okay, I won't.
That's the engineer in you.
Exactly. I want to tweak it. I'm like, where's my tweaker? There's a little tool that every engineer carries that's an audio engineer. We call it the tweaker. And I laugh because I'm like, yes, I do feel like I need to tighten the bolt here. I need to, like, and I was just, you know, since I'm gearing up to do another 8-week stint, starting probably October 1st, and, you know, I'll let the masterclass people sort of decide the flow of the class, like which day it's going to be on. And so they can get out by Thanksgiving. I was telling people, I'm like, you can actually go into the holidays more healthful than you ever have been. And so that's a big impetus for me to get back out there and do that.
Right. Yeah, that is perfect timing. And to obviously create that understanding and awareness and mindset and all of that heading into the holidays is huge. especially so this year. Coming out of the holidays thinking, oh my God, what did I do?
Well, you know, it's almost the fourth quarter. I'm like, don't you want 2022 to be great? And a lot of people are like, why are you thinking about that already? I'm like, I'm in June of next year. Like, am I crazy? And then I realized people are like, oh, it's not even October yet. But this fourth quarter is that perfect gestation time, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, curate yourself, take stock, feel better, you know, have a lovely holiday with your family.
And yeah. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Well, Andrea, so how can listeners learn more about this program and your expertise and, you know, all these things that you're bringing together in this holistic approach? Is there a couple of different ways that they can learn more about your work?
Gotcha. I have a tool, everyone. Yay. I worked this one out.
No surprise there.
And so I have this masterclass that's happening between now and the 30th of September, where I'm introducing you to my process and inviting you to come in and see if my working style, my personality will help you on that detoxification and rejuvenation reset journey. And so that is through bit.ly/thrive_WBW.
Okay. And then that link is in the show notes for listeners.
Perfect, right. And then I am also, if you're like, well, I just want to pick your brain, Andrea, and I'm really curious about all these things you've talked about, and I can break down my other programs. I have three main programs.
Okay.
And so there's a new 30-day boot camp where you're going to hear from me every day via text and Facebook messaging on how to run a healthful reboot. Because some people might not want to do the 8 weeks. And I'm like, okay, no problem. Let's do a 1 month run crazy through October and just feel good and have a lot of fun doing it. So it's called Weight Loss the Right Way Boot Camp. It's a 30-day boot camp. And I'm just launching that on October the 1st. And I'm inviting people to do a 1 day free. What is it like to work with Andrea for 1 day with this boot camp? So that's coming up. So there are a couple of dates, but you get plugged into those dates to do that through a Thrive call. And on the Thrive call, it's usually how people, when they would want to book with me, would talk about what their interests were, what they were struggling with, and we would formulate their program. And then, of course, there's the reset, which you mentioned. And then lastly, I do personalized. I still do take one-to-one clients. I call it Personal Health Defined, PhD program, And, and those are 12-week in-depth where you meet with me every week. And we work on a specific thing. And, you know, you get accountability, you get mindset work, but that weekly coaching is really what some people need. I read your labs. I really help you figure out, okay, maybe you were barking up the wrong tree and let's try these things. And so there's an entry point for anywhere you want, but take a Thrive call and we'll get you started.
Okay, so that is awesome. So you offer not just the 8-week program, which is huge, the detox and rejuvenation reset, which is a phenomenal program that you've created, but also this 30-day boot camp, which is specific to
the just weight loss.
Weight loss the right way. And so
exactly.
It's a real focus for 30 days.
Yep.
And then the PhD program, which I love that is personal health defined, right? Personal Health Defined. And so that is your really customized,
right.
We're going to take a look at what you ate 3 days ago and figure out why you've got a stomach ache. And we're going to figure out why you're waking up kind of foggy and da, 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 and put together this deep dive in terms of getting to the root cause of what's going on for you so that you can really obtain that optimal level of health and wellness. So yeah, I love that. And so the Thrive call is what you
starts the process,
an opportunity to see which direction is best for you.
Exactly.
Okay. Fantastic. And Andrea, are you also on any social platforms?
I am. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Wellbeing and Worth. And they all connect back into my personal page where I post every now and then. You guys, I have been confounded. I'm going to be perfectly honest. This whole social media thing, it's taken me a year. Be nice to me. I've tried many things. I'm still trying and testing. I am by no means great. I'm good once we're on Zoom and we're working together. But like I said, I don't know how to always put the outfits together in the dressing room. So,
Yeah, understood. I don't have any room to talk about social media. So I got you, sister. So, but Facebook and Instagram, they can find you through
Wellbeing
and Worth.
Yep.
Okay. And then look in the show notes for the links to the masterclass and the Thrive Call.
Perfect.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Andrea, you know, you've already shared just such a wealth of information here throughout our conversation, not only on mindset, but just, you know, the little what if choir and all these little tidbits that you've shared all along the way here. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, your businesses, right? Multiple. Mm-hmm. What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I love this question because I think if you're an entrepreneur, you're bound to doubt yourself.
It goes with the territory, I guess, right?
And so you get to, I like to say, refrain from thinking you're abnormal in having those doubts and fears. That's the first step. And then I'm always like, get really curious as to why you think it's hard, and who do you know who's doing it right? You know, who do you look to? And sidebar, stop comparing yourself to allegedly them doing it right. And then get curious, like, how are they doing that? What are they doing? Blah, blah, blah. But it's always back to, you also said it, Wendy. It's like, are you aligned with what you want to create, you know, and your values? And if you're walking in purpose, some people call it faith, some people call it their deep knowing, and things are lining up, you're bound to have rocks in the road and big crevices. Sometimes you might fall into a big pit.
Right. It's like, whoops.
That would be me in social media. And just know that, guess what? While there's a way out, and it's like, raise your hand. Hello, I'm in the pit. Help me out of here.
Yeah. That's, I love that. And that comes back to your just getting all in into networking, that support system. Mm-hmm. So,
and having people to call and talk to. I think as entrepreneurs, we can so get into the silo of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you didn't go in business to talk to yourself. You went into business to talk to other people.
Right. Where's the next cocktail party, right?
Right. And so I, get back out and just, you know, you're bound to get, what is it, you know, scraped knees and in the process of becoming. But if it's something you're passionate about, and you hit the nail on the head to remind me just now, like, Andrea, you can tell I'm like really passionate about getting your gut together, working on food allergies and knowing thyself, and could talk all day long and you have to shut me up. So that's my messaging. Thank you, Wendy. Okay. Oh, right. And the people will come that need to know you. And just reminding me of that was awesome. So
yeah. And that is such powerful advice to just accept that, okay, we are on a journey here, and lions and bears and tigers, oh my, but we're on this journey, and it's going to happen because I feel this mission and this drive, and I know that I've got this expertise. So yeah, I love that. You know, basically advising people to have the tenacity and the courage to just keep going and not get hung up over the little stuff, which is going to happen. So yeah, I love that. Well, Andrea, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work in broadcasting and even prior to that. So we learned a little bit about electrical engineering in your background. And even, I think I heard you say classical singing. So
yeah,
so much going on in your background that prior to your little baby, your little baby daughter having some health issues, or, you know, not meeting with the developmental markers that she was supposed to be in. And that was this huge wake up call.
For sure.
Like, wait a second, I need to shift my priority because I'm a mama bear deep down. And this is where my calling is. And that got you off of that, obviously, very successful career. but gave you the opportunity to look inward in terms of what are my own interests? What do I need to do to up level and be what I need to be for my baby girl? And in the meantime, you discovered within you something that fueled you and fired you and wanted you to sing to the high heavens, you know, over this knowledge that you were questing to be able to support your own family, but realizing that, you know what, there are a lot of people that are struggling with this and I can make a difference. And having the courage to just get out there and like I said, you know, with aligning, and you yourself said well-being and worth, that says so much for me. And you have really leaned into your philosophy and what really is the importance, the values behind not just health, but getting to the core, the root cause, so that you can help others create that, you know, true wellness for themselves. So I've just really enjoyed listening to your journey and your perspectives and the great programs that you've created. So I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. This has been so much fun. You helped me hear, believe it or not, more of my own journey. It's funny, as I'm telling you these stories, I'm like, oh, people would really resonate with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I appreciate you helping me shine a spotlight on myself. Believe it or not, because I was an audio engineer and behind the mic, I am, believe it or not as comfortable being on the mic. Thankfully, we're not on video, so you can't see me sweating and like, oh my gosh, am I answering this right?
I don't believe that.
So I love podcasting for that reason.
Exactly. All right. Well, fantastic. And again, for our listeners, check out the masterclass that she's got playing right now through September 30th. Look for that link in the show notes and step into one of those Thrive calls so that you can discover a little bit more about detox and rejuvenation reset program that she's created, as well as the 30-day boot camp, Weight Loss the Right Way, and find out a little bit more about the PhD program, the Personal Health Defined program that sounds like it is a full holistic approach on a very personal level. So be sure to look for those links in the show notes. And you can also follow her on Instagram and Facebook, although don't have too big of expectations because we know she's just now spreading her wings in the social media. So, but I have no doubt it's going to be fantastic, whatever you're posting. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by activating the four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel that confidence and excitement about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your ideal potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Andrea Gewirtz. And as always, here's to your success.